Quarter past nine at Sky Sports Radio. Quirindi will try and find a winner first up there today. Leanne Henry's been having a terrific run of late, and they've got a very busy day there today. And I would think not too far off jumping in the car and heading off there. Morning, Leanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You've got a full book today, I think, from just looking.
Yeah, I do have a full book, and looks like there'll be a few nice rides amongst them, and hopefully I can bring the money all day.
Well, yeah, I mentioned you've been having a nice run, right? You've been getting the money on a few of them. Canada the other day, you won one for Darlana Dubbo.
Yeah, Darlana Stable's been flying, and I've been getting some really good support, and been lucky enough to get a few winners.
All right, now you're on Solar Kitty from the Rod Northern camp in the first there today. It's had a little bit of a freshen up.
Yeah, it came from the Hawks' stable and it didn't show a real lot down there. And to be honest with you, it hasn't shown a real lot on the track either. A mile would be its sort of go because it's a bit one paced. It's drawn a good gate and it should land in the box seat and should keep whacking away and hopefully it can finish in the money.
Well, Dubali in race two, you're on board. It's been an honest horse. It's only won the one, and that was its last start at Cessnock out of 14. But it's been bringing home a few checks and just knocking on the door all the time.
Yeah, he's a horse that's always shown plenty of promise, but he's always doing a few things wrong in his races. And last start, the blinkers went on, and when the blinkers went on, he raced really genuine and he tried really hard and he did everything right and he got the money.
All right, now in the third, you climb on board Sweet Holly here. It's had a little bit of a let-up. Hasn't run since the 19th of April when it ran fifth at Wyong, but prior to that, its form was pretty good.
Yeah, it tries really hard. It's drawn a good gate. It's not a really strong race. Probably the horse of Chris Lees look hardest to beat, a first starter. But my horse should get a lovely run, and Tina tells me that it's been working really well, so if it handles the track, it should be finishing the money.
All right. Another nice ride comes up in the fourth for you, Whitney's Girl, for Tina Williams at Wyong. It's first up since Taree back in February.
Yeah, it's drawn a sticky little gate, but it has a tendency to be a little bit slow away. But it should land midfield if I get a bit of cover on it. Tina says it's been working well as well. It's first up from a spell, so hopefully it can be running on late and finish not far from them.
Now, you've been given the visitor's draw in race five with Buck on the up. They've put you right out in the outside fence just about and ran a nice second its previous run back in April.
Yeah, he can run a race on his day, this horse, and looks like there's been plenty of speed in the race, even though we're drawn sticky gate. It's a straight run across the top from the 1200 at Quirindi. Looks like plenty of speed in the race, so hopefully we'll get a little bit of luck and be able to slot in somewhere and be finishing off strong.
Now, Rod Northam's put you on another nice horse in race six, Rhythm of Cuba. Put a couple together, get four out for a spell.
Yeah, and she's been chipping away, working good this time in, and she hasn't been far away her last two runs. A mile suits, and she gets back and gets home. If they run along, she should be finishing off well, as strong as well, and hopefully can get the chockies as well.
And you won on Ruby La Rouge. Have you ridden it before?
No. Yeah. It had its first run for Darlun the other day out at Wellington, and Matthew Powell rode it and led all the way, and it was really impressive when it won. And Dar was telling me the other day at Dubbo, it's trained on really well since, and he expects it to run a really good race.
Now, Leanne, you must go through cars, I'd reckon, because I'm looking at where you ride. You cover a bit of territory, don't you?
Yeah, sure I do. I've got a few kilometres on my car right now. I'm going to do for a new one, to be honest with you.
How long do they last?
Oh, this one I've had about 4 years. It's got about 340,000 on the clock, but it's been a good car.
You must ride a lot of horses' work, because I spoke to you earlier this morning and you were running. You were just about out of breath, and we're trying to find a pigeonhole where we can have a chat because you're just non-stop riding work.
Yeah, I sure do. I start off down there at Musclebrook first and arrive with Steve and Jimmy Gleeson at about 20 to 4, and then I punch around about 7 there, and then I come up to Scone and I ride for Rod Northam, and I do a few others for a few smaller trainers in between, and probably don't finish till about 9, quarter past 9. So they're long mornings, but I've been getting results, so it makes it worthwhile.
Now, I imagine riding work, the volume you do, that's got to help weight-wise too. Do you ever have any issues with weight or not?
No, I do have to watch my weight and work at it, but I don't have to starve myself or anything like that, and I can ride the minimum, so without too much problem.
Well, as I said, things are going good for you of late, and you love it when you get those winners rolling in. And as to getting a full book of rides and some good handy ones today, it just makes life a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes it easy to get out of bed in the morning because there's been some pretty big frost up here.
Oh.
It's not real nice in wintertime.
I could have, how do your hands go when you're grabbing the rubbers on the range? You got gloves? You'd have to wear them.
Yeah, I have to wear gloves around work. It's too cold otherwise.
Oh. I grew up in the Darling Downs in Queensland, Leanne, and on a farm. You know what the first job used to be? Go down and break the ice on the trough so the cows could have a drink.
Oh, yeah, no, I hate the cold.
It's not flash at all, is it?
No, I whinge every morning.
That's all right, you're allowed to.
No, I'm female, so I'm allowed to.
Yeah, well, there you go. So good luck today. Let's hope there's at least one winner there for you.
No worries, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Leanne. Leanne Henry, with a full book of rides today at Quirindi. Now, we'll be having a chat with Kira Marsh shortly, but Steve Hodge is heading north to Queensland. Love the beaches, who excited us recently at Randwick, and I reckon would have had Steve's heart palpitating at some points during the race too. He's heading north to the Sunshine Coast where the Queensland Cup's going to be run this year. And over the 3,200 metres, Steve's with me now. Morning, Steve.
Morning, John.
You must love these. I mean, now when you've got a horse that can run the 3,200 solid, it's nice to see them have a couple of them because they trimmed all of these back to a mile and a half a while ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they certainly have. It's very hard to find the sort of long races for them, but we're lucky this one come up in Queensland, so we'll go up and give it our best.
It's quite ironic, isn't it, that all of a sudden we're saying, gee, we're taking more interest in staying horses, but we have an absolute lack of 3,200-metre races.
Yeah, it does make it hard, especially horses on the way sort of up. She's been proved over, like, shorter distances, she's not up to it, and 3,200 sort of seems to suit us, but it's just hard to find a race. Like, naturally, she's not up to the better class horses, like the Melbourne Cup, Sydney Cup, or things like that. Naturally, they're too strong for her, but for ordinary sort of the fifth class horses to find a race is very difficult.
Steve, had you ever thought of sending her down to Melbourne to those 3,000 metre races they run at Moonee Valley night meetings and so forth?
Well, yes and no, sort of thing. Maybe next preparation, but she's been in Woodford for a long time this time, had a heap of runs, so sort of get towards the end of it, but next time in, you might have to look at something like that. She proves she's, you know, run for 2 miles, and so that's sort of her go. Any shorter than that, they can just sprint and get away from her.
It's a bonus, isn't it, when you get one that can do it?
Yeah, it makes it hard, but that's the way it goes. You've got to put up with it, I suppose.
Now, that day at Randwick, when Paul King just got out in front and away he went, which was a genius ride, I reckon. I thought he should have had a mask on him that day because he just stole that.
Yeah, he didn't think it, but sort of that's not to say that she's going to lose again this Saturday either. Like, it's how they got the first 3 furlongs or the last mile of the race. If there's plenty of speed on, she may get back a bit. If there's no speed on, well, she's just got to get to her level. She just lobs along and sort of gets into a rhythm and just goes the same speed. So if she's up there, so be it. If she's back, well, you'll have to sort of guide her from behind.
And that sounds like that's the key to it. Just let her find where her tempo, where she's happy, and let her roll along.
Well, that's what we've sort of done in the previous. We're doing it works. So, yeah, we won't change it. Blake Bridge rode it for me one day at Gosford and done the same thing. He let it go to the front. It was a 2,600-metre race, 3 starts ago. And he went for time at the winning post the first time, which was a bit over a mile to go. And just let her, she just gets into her rhythm and just bowls along. And she won that day by 4.5, 5 lengths or something. So that's the key to her. You can't hold her back with them and think she's going to sprint. She can't. She just gets into a rhythm and just keeps running. Hopefully she keeps running for the 2 miles on Saturday.
Now, Steve, sometimes with horses like that, you can be very tempted early to cull them and say, oh, well, they're too slow for 1,400, too slow for 2,000. But when did the penny drop that you thought, hang on, we might really stretch this out and try her over 2,600 and further if we can get the opportunity?
Well, she won a maiden over 2,100 at Wyong.
Yeah.
Alex Stokes wrote it. She was apprenticed to me at the time. And from that day on, sort of, we knew that she wanted a bit of ground. She won a class one over 2,100 a couple of starts later at Wyong. And then it was only a matter of then sort of finding the right race for her. We did try and run her in a couple of country cups, which were Cross Harbour and things like that, which they were better class horses than her at the time. So she wasn't quite strong enough, but now she's matured a little bit, she's a bit stronger, she'll run the distance, and, you know, it's only a matter of finding the right type of races for her. And we're lucky that Stayers Cup for 2 miles the other week, coming after the 2,600 at Gosford, which really suited her, and then this one come up. So, you know, where we go from after Saturday, we'll wait.
Yeah. How did she put up after the run at Randwick, the 2 miles at Randwick? Did it knock her about at all or not?
No, it didn't. So she pulled up really. She's a very clean winded horse, which that's helping her run the distance. So, you know, she's done a bit of work here for a minute this morning. on the course proper. She went a couple of laps in the second lap, good solid three-quarter pace. She pulled up like goodness knows she's worked. So, no, she's handling it good as gold. But being a clean-winded horse is helping her no end.
So what sort of work do you give her in between runs? I mean, she ran, what was the 6th of June, so she's had it's a couple of weeks between runs. Do you gallop her much or just give her a bit of striding work?
No, she just does long pace work, really. We don't sort of, she doesn't gallop a great deal. Like, not, when I say gallop, she's not flat out. She's 3/4 pace, which is 14.5-15 seconds for a furlong. She does sort of a lap, like, which is about a mile here at Newcastle, of that type of work. And plenty of swimming, too. We've got a pool here. And also, Christian Lee's got a treadmill. She can put her on that, so she sort of works steady on the treadmill. So it would vary her work a bit, but it seems to suit her. So while it's working with it, we'll keep doing it.
It's just fascinating to hear you describe the work then. Going back, what, 10 years ago, it'd just be track work, whereas now, as you said, you've got the treadmill, you can swim them, you can pop them in a water walker. There's a whole cross-section of things you can do these days, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it keeps them sort of more keen and interested in it, I think, rather than just going round and round the track all the time. And, like, with Christian's treadmill, it's a real good one, and, like, you could raise it up and down, and so they're, even though they're working slow, they're still putting a bit into it because, like, it's at a bit of an incline. And then same as the pool here we've got at Newcastle too. It's a really good pool, so we give her a few laps and a walk and then a few more laps. So we vary it around a bit, and it seems to suit her. It doesn't suit every horse, I suppose, but it suits her. So while it suits her, we'll keep doing it.
Is that Christian Buchanan's treadmill, that one?
No, Christian Lee's.
Oh, Christian Lee's. Sorry, I thought I got Christian Buchanan on the other line. I thought she might be going to up the rent.
Don't mention the Christian Lee's.
Hey, well, next time there'll be a little come on, a little bit extra. When do you head to Queensland with Love the Beaches?
She'll go up tomorrow night.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, go up and for Gold Coast and stay there for a couple of days, and race Saturday and come home the next day.
All right, well, we wish you luck. You got a winner the other day. Lucky I'm a Kurgat.
Yeah, little horse, he's going all right. So keep sort of paddling away, and, you know, we're kicking a goal now and again, which is the main thing.
Southern Delight got the money for you the other day, too, as well, not long ago.
Yeah, he goes all right. He's out spelling now. So, no, it hasn't been too bad lately. Few of them are racing well, so going to make the most of it.
All right, well, we wish you luck on the weekend. So it's exciting. You must have had your heart in your mouth a bit the other day at Randwick. Did you at any point, or did you think, well, huh? I looked at the 700 and thought, they're not going to get this.
Yeah, I was a bit worried from the 1800, I suppose, around to the probably about the 400. Once you straight at the 400, I was sort of more confident. I was a bit worried along the back when she's so far in front, but, you know, Paul knows what he's doing. He's running more 2 mile races than I am, so he knows all about it.
Well,
that helped a lot.
Well, Steve, it was a great day. One of those ones you'll talk about and have a drink over and have a laugh about for years. And let's hope you can do that again after Saturday as well.
Well, we'll be trying, Sean.
Good on you, Steve. All the best.
Thanks a lot.
Steve Hodge there from Newcastle. Kristen Buchanan's had a big week with 2 Blues getting the money on Saturday. And I don't think she was there to see it, as a matter of fact. Morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good. So you get you an earn there. I thought you might have had to, you know, the treadmill get you some more money. But anyway.
That's the man I need to speak to, actually. He's stolen my rider.
He has too, Peking. You want to get the little Steve, get the Steve Hodge doll out and start sticking pins into it now.
No, I wish him all the best. I hope that she goes really well.
Yeah, too right now. You were in Queensland the other day when 2 Blue went around.
I was. I did a little jaunt up to Queensland, but my foreman's rubbing it in that he did the job back home and I didn't, unfortunately. We had a bit of not too much luck in running with both horses, but it was a good trip away. Good experience to go and do an away trip like that. I haven't done it to this point, so and even better to have her win. But it was a shame not to be there. It was hard to watch it on the television.
Did you scream and tear the joint down?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to do that.
Yeah, no, we did. There was plenty of screaming, yelling going on at Doomben, but the locals thought we were crazy. I didn't know what we were doing. But we certainly cheered her home.
Well, it was a terrific win for her. She's been a lovely mare, hasn't she?
Yeah, look, she's tough and she's honest. She's had her share of problems, but she's a terrific mare and the owners have been really good with her. She hasn't had it for her age. She hasn't had a huge number of starts. They've been very patient and given her a lot of time, and look, she's really rewarded them for that, which is lovely.
Now,
it work that way.
6-year-old mare, you'll have to keep telling them she's only 4, so they don't send her to stud.
I think she thinks she's a colt, to be honest with you, so I'm not too worried about her wanting to go and have babies. She's very keen to keep doing what she's doing at the moment, so while she is, I think they'll be happy to keep racing her.
You gave her a good build. She had over 6 months out in the paddock and then a couple of trials at Wyong and Gosford. She's really hit her straps this prep, hasn't she?
Yeah, look, she has, and it's a great time of year to have her in. We really know the horse well, and we knew we needed to have her in for the wet tracks, and fortunately, things have panned out nicely so far.
And as we hear so many people at the moment saying, whether it's just the winter, I don't know, but the mares, when they hit form and hold it, they do hold it.
Let's hope so. So she's good. I mean, look at it. If you look at her stats, I think 50% of her runs, she's been in the money, and she's incredibly consistent. She always tries hard. If anything, she's hard to give, let her have a soft run at the beginning of a prep because she doesn't. She'll just give herself a gut buster. Mm. And that's just her nature. She doesn't do things by halves, even if she... If you let her can and she wants to do half pace, if you let her do half pace, she wants to do three quarter. That's just how she is. She's all business when she's racing and when she's working.
So do you gallop her much on the tracks, or is she, again, one of those you just restrict her a bit?
Yeah, no, she's one of those. We don't gallop her at all. She does a bit of three-quarter pace. We've had to use her races to get her fit along the way because of, some issues we've had in the past. Mm. And she swims a lot, but unlike Hodgie, I'm actually pulled up down the river right now ready to just don the wetsuit and get in the water. So it's not that warm a day.
Oh, you're kidding. You whack the wetsuit on, then you go.
I can't wait till we get our pool at Wyong. It's not far away, but in the meantime, she needs swimming, so that's what we do.
Jeez, it'd be cold in there, Kristen.
Yeah, it is. It is a little colder. I must say, the Gold Coast is a bit warmer than down here at the moment, but it could be worse. I could be in Melbourne, I suppose.
Now, I've just got to choose my words carefully. Are there any others as crazy? Sorry, that's the wrong word. Are there any others as dedicated as yourself who bung a wetsuit on and go jumping in the creek?
There's probably a few at the track that would do it if they needed to. I think anyone would if you had a mare like this, wouldn't you? She's worth it.
Oh, I know. I'd sit on the bank and sling someone else, I reckon.
I'm trying to convince my former to learn to swim, but he's not putting his hand up just yet.
He's far too smart, I think, by the sounds of it there. Now, you've had a bit of success up late, too. You got a couple of winners the other day with Here Comes the Sun and Lucky Elixir at Wyong. Got two of them. At Marlbrook and Wyong.
Yeah, look, we've been kicking along. We've had a really quiet 6 months, to be honest. It's kind of, you have those patches, but... we've had some nice horses coming into the barn and older horses, moving on and things like that. And I guess, things have been ticking over nicely, but certainly this time of year, I seem to have horses that like the wet track, and we've had plenty of those, which has been good.
So for Two Blue, where would you go? Would you go to the Civic Stakes Saturday or would you go to the Ramorny?
She's nominated for the Civic and she will be nominated for the Ramorny, and I guess we'll hedge our bets. A lot of it hinges on... How happy I am with her over the coming days. Obviously, 7 day backup, she needs to be really spot on to do that. I'm quite happy with her at this stage, but I'm not going to commit to anything until I think she's 110% to go around. So we'll see. But it certainly looks a nice race for her, and she's going to be running in those style of races. So she loves Rose Hill, and I think the step up to 1350 will be just about perfect timing for her. But we'll weigh all those things up and see how we go in the next few days.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck there today, too, with the wetsuit on and in the drink. What's the current temperature?
I don't know, but can we keep talking a bit longer? I think I need to put it off.
I reckon when you hit that water, your toenails are going to curl up and start scratching your ankles. You're going to be that cold, I can tell you.
Yeah, you get in and you get out as quickly as you can, that's for sure.
I reckon. Good on you, Kristen. Good luck.
Thanks, John. Bye.
Kristen Buchanan there, and about to take Two Blue into the drink in the river with the wetsuit on, not the horse, her. It is 26 to 10 at Sky Sports Radio. The life of a racehorse trainer is an interesting one. You've just heard Kristen. There she is. She's about to don the wetsuit and hop in with the horse to get the horse right and get it to the races. And sometimes you think to yourself, oh, it must be all easy for these trainers. They just sit back and take the horse, win the money and go home and drink champagne and eat lobster that night. Well, I've got a story from Saturday. This would break your heart, I reckon. Sue Nolan trains at Murray Bridge in South Australia. She only has a small team, I reckon probably five or six horses at work, but a terrific strike rate. And she set a horse up for Flemington on Saturday to take across their double pockets. Now, let Sue tell the story. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Thank you. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Now, how long is it since you'd been to Flemington, first of all, with a runner?
Never. My first one.
Your first one. You train at Murray Bridge. And as I said, you've got a terrific strike rate over there with your horses. And double pockets, you thought, righto, go to Flemington. And then you were going to go to Caulfield a fortnight after.
That's right, yes. We wanted to go in the sprint series. We thought we'd give them a look at Flemington and get some points up with the qualification, qualifying for the series. And there was a little incident going to the gates with him. He was getting led to the gates, which we thought would do because he's first time there and he's looking around and he's on his toes. And the two-way radio that the clerk uses had the little aerial stuck in his nose and caused a little cut. And when he got to the gates, there was blood in his nose and they automatically scratched him. So I was very, very upset.
For people who may not realise the distance involved, you came from Murray Bridge. How long did that trip take you to get from Murray Bridge across to Flemington?
Well, we stayed at Ballarat at Mark Lewis's overnight, and the horse settled in brilliantly, ate up, travelled well, everything was going to plan, and it took us probably 6 hours from Murray Bridge to Ballarat, and then we drove in to Flemington the next morning. So it was easy drive then.
Sue, it must have been heartbreaking to see your horse canter down the straight after the race.
Yes.
And know there basically, physically, there's nothing wrong with him, but under the rules of racing, he can't run.
No, exactly. When they see blood in their nostrils, they automatically scratch. And and by the time he got back to the mounting yard, there was nothing there. So it was just a freak accident.
So you unsaddle him and bung him back on the float and back to Murray Bridge.
We stayed back at Ballarat, had a few drinks, and then headed off the next morning. So
I would have drowned my sorrows too, I reckon. Goodness.
Yes, yeah. But it's just disappointing because the sprint series in the fortnight time, like you said, in Caulfield, and we thought he'd be an ideal horse. He's done so well for me, and I'm given the opportunity to go over Victoria. And not to be.
Well, he'd run a terrific race for you. Won at Morfordville, the start before.
So we hope we get a little bit of compensation for it because, it's the cost and, one of those things, I suppose. But we hope to get a little bit back. Spoke to Des O'Keefe, I think.
Yep.
He said that I should just go forward with it a little bit and see what happens. I can get something back.
Well, you'd think you'd need to get some sort of compensation, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because it wasn't our fault or the horse's fault or it was just a little accident.
Just want to think that maybe at least get your costs covered.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'd like to happen.
Now, will you look at coming back to Caulfield in a fortnight?
Well, there's a suitable race here in, as a Saturday meeting at Gawler, so we might stay for that. Otherwise, we might head back to Caulfield. Yes. Won't get the horse
next
to the gate.
I reckon I know something that's a better bet than death. So the jockeys trot around on your own here. Don't go near the clerk of the course.
Yeah. Well, the jockeys suggested, we'll get led to the gates, that's a good idea. So not again.
Have you ever had anything like that? You couldn't in your training career, sir?
No, never. No.
How long have you been training in South Australia?
About 12 years?
Yeah.
Yes. I've always been involved with horses, but I took my owner trainer's license out probably 12 years ago, and then I upgraded it to permit to train. I've only got, three racing at the moment and four young ones, so.
Well, I noticed looking through your last 50 runners, I tell you what, a stack of them either win or earn a check.
Yes, that's right. And they're only homebred horses, so we breed our own.
Well,
lucky with double pockets, we bought him as a package deal, so that was a pretty good deal what we got.
What did he cost all up?
He was a foal at foot, and the mare was in foal, $1,500.
So you got three for $1,500.
Yes, yep. And she's a lovely mare. She's an unraced mare.
And how much is double pockets one for you now?
About $150.
You're a little bit ahead.
Yes. because he should have run a lot more because he had so many seconds. He's had 8 seconds, I think. Mm. So he should have earned a lot more.
Well, see, you would have been kicking the cat after Saturday, but look, let's...
I'll tell you. Mm.
Let's hope that's the bad luck out of the way for you.
Yes, hope so.
And good luck either, if you will be watching and cheering for you. If you go to Gawler or you go to Caulfield, either right. One.
Yes.
Let's hope that a bit of good luck comes your way.
Yeah, hope so too, Sean. Yes.
Good on you, Sue. Lovely to have a chat and good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right. Thanks. Bye-bye. This is Sue Nolan from Murray Bridge in South Australia. And there you go. There's another chapter to go in the book, Ways to Get Beaten.